What did you have to say to the committee?
Well, good afternoon, Francis. Thank you for having me. We had an interesting hearing last week in the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Technology and Information Policy, looking at how technology might be able to help the government process FOIA requests better.
The hearing consisted primarily of a conversation about the whole IT issue. What resources do agencies have that you were able to tell the committee about when it comes to dealing with FOIA?
Well, of course, you know, it varies a great deal. First of all, the federal government, the executive branches, there are 100 departments and agencies, and of course they have many components, and they range from huge, like the Department of Defense and the Department of State, to really tiny agencies. So how they are able to process requests can differ a great deal. But there are about 600,000 requests across the executive branch every single year. So that's a lot of there are a lot of requests to handle. They have to be tracked. You have to look for records. You have to process the records. You have to get the records out to the requester. Sometimes you have to refer them back and forth amongst agencies. So it can be a very very labor-intensive process.
Now, you said in your testimony that your office spent last fiscal year preparing a new website and permanent case management system that launched at the beginning of fiscal 2012. That would be October of 2011 if my fiscal clock is correct.
Your clock is correct.
So how is that working, and what is it helping agencies to do that they couldn't do before?
Well, that's really that's a case management system for my office, which is a new one in the federal government to mediate disputes between FOIA requesters and the federal agencies. So what it does for people who are wanting to come to my office for assistance is it enables them to make their request for assistance online. Of course, they can do it. They can get to us any way they want to, by phone, by U.S. mail, but also they can come in now through the web. They can track their request. We can handle the whole tracking process and reporting process better. And that's really good for the people who come to us. But government-wide, I think what we're looking for, and this was another big part of what we talked about at the hearing last week, is a project that my office is part of through the National Archives, my parent agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Department of Commerce, to build sort of a one-stop shop portal to receive requests and also to make available to people the responses that go out.
This project, and I saw your testimony about this, this is a long time in the making. This was kind of modeled after regulations.gov. What was the inspiration there?
Well, actually, the folks at EPA who administer regulations.gov looked at what they had, which, of course, took quite a few years to develop, but that is now used by more than 60 agencies. They looked at the platform and the whole process, which is, you know, is quite a success, and they just sort of started wondering, couldn't we adapt this and use it for the FOIA process? So they first started thinking about it for themselves, but then quickly realized, if we're able to do this for regulations across the government, why couldn't we do it across the government for FOIA requests? So that really got the process going a couple of years ago, and now the project is well underway and should be rolling out to the public the beginning of this next fiscal year, which is October 1, 2012.
Now, you mentioned in your testimony that ever since the Electronic Freedom of Information Act amendments of 1996 have passed, agencies have had trouble kind of getting traction with this issue. What are the holdups that you've observed?
Well, you know, it's not for lack of interest or desire, or it's really trying to come into the 21st century. The Electronic Freedom of Information Act amendments of 1996 really began to push agencies to start making technological changes in terms of the way they receive requests, for people to be able to track their own requests, to be able to get quick status updates, and also to release records in any format that the requester wishes, if it's reasonable and if it's something feasible for the agency to do, and that complying with those requirements, again, it's not a lack of desire, but it's really having the technology that can really respond quickly to those kinds of requirements.
Collaboration in this issue, you mentioned a couple of times throughout your testimony and in the Q&A, is really important. What are the agencies that are working together on FOIA doing well right now, Miriam?
Well, I think one of the this is gonna sound really simple, but it's really basic. It sort of goes into that category of, yeah, it seems really obvious, but it doesn't always work that way, and that is sharing information amongst the agencies, particularly if you have a government agency that has some good technology that it can share with other agencies. The other agencies may be perfectly willing to try it, but they don't even know about it. So it's sort of starting with that basic idea of, look, if we're already paying for it, can we repurpose it? Can we recycle it? Can we share it? Are there things that agencies can go in together to do that would save money? Because right now, of course, it's all about saving money.